More snow is expected over the next 24 hours in the northern Sierra Mountains around Lake Tahoe. There is already enough snow there and elsewhere in the West to lure adventurous skiers away from groomed ski runs and into the woods. Rangers with the National Forest Service say as more people head into the backcountry on skis or snowboards, they are often unprepared for bad weather and for broken equipment or the occasional avalanche. Reporter Cy Musiker of member station KQED went out with a volunteer ski patrol north of Lake Tahoe to see how they help people in trouble.
The Castle Peak Trail is at Donner Pass. This is the high point for Interstate 80, the main route from San Francisco to Reno and on to New York, so it's easy to get to. About 5 million people live within a four-hour drive. On a busy day like this recent Saturday, dozens of snowshoers, cross-country skiers, and snowboarders are striding off here into the backcountry.
Yes, there are 14 students.
Just a mile north of the trail, Mark Galicia is gathering up members of the Tahoe Backcountry Ski Patrol for a refresher course in search and rescue. Every weekend from early December until April, members of the group patrol this trail and others north of Lake Tahoe, looking out for people in trouble.
I'd say a good day for us is, we get to meet some nice people out on the trail, and the weather's nice, and we get some really good skiing in.
Galicia's group is one of five volunteer backcountry patrols in the Sierra Nevada. They wear fairly wide skis with metal edges called telemark skis and loose-heeled bindings, perfect for climbing in deep snow and steep terrain. They've stopped by Castle Valley today to work on map and compass skills and practice finding a skier buried by an avalanche. Mike Pachalski has skidded down a steep, icy slope. He's used his avalanche beacon, really a small radio transmitter and receiver, to find another beacon buried in the snow.
Yep. Right at the edge of my search square.
Pachalski's instructor is Jim Richards, who's been skiing the backcountry for 20 years. Richards explains that learning how to locate a beacon and the skier who's wearing it can make the difference between life and death.
What do they say? 50% chance of survival for 30 minutes of burial. If you can get them out in the first 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, you got the best chance. Much longer than that, and you're starting to really fall off.
Avalanches are rare in the California Sierra, where the snow is fairly wet and consolidates quickly. But that's not true in most of the West.
The graphs of avalanche fatalities in the United States just go up, up, up. You know, you wish your stock portfolio looked like that.
Bruce Tremper is director of the National Forest Service's Utah Avalanche Center. He also manages a website that's a clearinghouse for the nation's avalanche facts and figures. Tremper says avalanches have killed more than 50 people in the U.S. in the past 2 years. Most were snowmobilers. But Tremper says more and more skiers and snowboarders are fleeing pricey ski areas for the wilderness.
15 years ago or 20 years ago, you almost never saw anybody in the backcountry, and now it's just packed with people. At least in Utah, it's kind of like become an urban backcountry. After a sunny powder weekend, you can hardly find one slope in the whole mountain range next to Salt Lake City that isn't completely tracked out.
Back in Castle Valley, the reason for all the training is made clear when a radio call comes in.
Do you know what the injuries are?
Broken back? Yeah.
The sheriff's department is reporting a skier with a serious back injury. It's not clear where he is, but three members of the patrol take a rescue sled and head north toward a possible location for the injured skier. A ways up the trail, the rescue team passes a young couple. They're part of a new wave of backcountry enthusiasts, given access to the wilderness by improved equipment. Toby Goldman's on snowshoes today. The snow is icy and treacherous, but he's been snowboarding in the backcountry for 5 years. He says he's aware of the dangers and always carries a map and compass.
You know, I know enough about the risks, and I try and pay attention to what's going on. So, you know, I think that risk is minimal for me.
The rescue team is pulled up on a ridge below the dark granite cliffs of Castle Peak. They're off the hook. They've just gotten word that a helicopter has reached the injured skier and airlifted him to a hospital. There's a saying among some backcountry skiers, good judgment is the product of experience, and experience is the product of bad judgment. So you could say the goal of the Tahoe Backcountry Ski Patrol is making sure that skiers get a chance to turn bad judgment into experience before it injures or kills them. For NPR News, I'm Sai Musiker near Castle Peak, California.